K-9 team tracked the police suspect, the suspect, through nearby fields and a wooded area before he was eventually caught. More from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio, North State. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, right here at KCNR 1460. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. It's Tuesday, and Linda's off today, but I have Bad Bob, you know.
Filling the role of trusty sidekick.
You always are the trusty sidekick. You should wear one of those hats that, you know, kind of turns up in the front like the trusty sidekick.
I'm the guy with the big death scene at three quarters of the movie.
You know,
right?
That's unfortunate. That's the unfortunate part is the sidekick gets killed.
I'm getting a red shirt here anytime.
That's right. You're going to get a red shirt and suspenders. You got to get. No, do you have suspenders?
I do. Well, you, I do.
Well,
but
not now.
I haven't had to wear them.
Well, you know why?
About 40 pounds.
Well, that's true. You know what? You're just getting svelte. And you know who else is losing weight, and it's very noticeable? Just Bob.
Uh-huh.
Have you noticed that? We'll have him. You know, he turns sideways and sticks out his tongue. He looks like a zipper.
We've lost a whole Bob between.
We've lost between you two. You've lost a Bob. Between you two, you've lost a Bob someplace.
All right.
So, and nobody's seen Corlock lately. So maybe that's it. Hey, good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. We're gonna have a number of different guests on today, but at 8 o'clock we're gonna have Shasta College and the reps on talking about all the things that are going on out there. And Shasta College is trying to, they're really leaning forward into the future here and wanting to make sure that they've got the types of courses and activities that will speak to the future employment of people around here. But let's start off with the weather, because yesterday, I have to admit, I was sitting in the truck yesterday, the F-150, and I was sitting there and I was talking to somebody, and the wind blew so hard. The truck was swaying.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it was like, oh, come on. I mean, I'm parked in between buildings even. It wasn't like I was parked out on the veldt someplace. It was, I was downtown, and the truck is swaying back and forth.
As we forecast on this very show, trees were coming down and causing property damage. Nobody hurt that we have heard.
Power out.
Yeah, but considerable property damage and power outages and things like that.
I keep going out and looking at the gray pine in the back. You've seen that gray pine back there. I keep looking. It's a leaner. It really is, and it's not on my property. But I'm watching it lean, and I really would. I mean, I hate to say this, but if it leaned too far and fell over, it would really help the view there. So I go over and I look at it, and I'm looking at it. I'm thinking, should I ditch a little bit around those roots, let it, if the roots are on my side of the land, can I dig down and
chop
them
up?
They're shallow root system. It's on my property. I should be able to, I'm not going to touch it on his property, but I'll just chop it on my property. So
drive some copper nails into the roots.
Oh, you know what? Here's the thing. People have offered to do that because it really does. It kind of takes off the left side of the view. But Linda and I are both adamant about this, is that, it's a tree. It's a living thing. And we're not going to kill a living thing for this.
Yeah.
If it fell, though, if it was an act of nature, it's okay. Mm-hmm. And we'd have a little tree party.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's it look like?
Well, we've had everything else. We might as well have some thunderstorms, and that's what's in the mix today.
Oh, good. Let's go stand outside and with our swords,
Now that everything's nice and wet and conductive, mixed clouds and sun, scattered thunderstorms, high of 59 today. Overnight low will be about 39, so it's going to get a little bit chilly tonight. Overcast, rain showers at times. Mixed clouds and sun with scattered thundershowers tomorrow. Could see a little bit of break Thursday and Friday. Then Friday night, another chance of showers. looking ahead into the next week, rain settles back in for several days next week. So we've got more wild weather coming, 45 degrees and rising here at the KCNR studios. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A locally owned business down in Anderson, Chuck and Judy Kinney, where the customers are warm friends, discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's a veteran-owned business there. Give them a call, 365-3793. Sunny says, good morning. Putting the word chat next to live to assist in maneuvering the new chat room. Yeah, you know, I talked to the designer yesterday. I said, here's things I want to change on it. And immediately they changed that. So when you have live and chat on the front, so you can just go to it. Now, we're also trying to end the, because this is a company that we hire to run the chat room. I mean, it's their chat room, but we're putting it on our site. There are things that we can control and some things we can't, but we're looking at it right now. As I said, I'd really like to cut it off, you know, after every 24 hours it ends, like at midnight. So, and as it is now, you can go back for days and see what people said to each other, which, you know, can be used in court. Except, of course, nobody knows who each other is. Yes, you do have to sign in with if you want to have a permanent identity, like I signed in yesterday, Carl 17. Because Carl was you. So I did Carl 2017. Boom. So when I wrote my good morning, boom, my name shows up. So did I say boom twice? I did. It's okay.
I will point out that because Chatango. I think it's Chatango. Sounds like a Latin dance. Because they are a multinational operation, your name that you pick, even though nobody else in the KCNR land has it, somebody else on the larger network may have already claimed the name.
But nobody had Carl 2017. And I told Coach Bob, he says, how many Coach Bobs are there? I said, you know, I don't know Coach Bob, but it must be at least one. So if I was you, I'd just do Coach Bob 2017, and then you've always got it. And then in 2050, when we're still on this, people will go, wow, he's been on there a long time.
Or better yet, Coach Bob KCNR 1460.
Love it.
Promote the name.
How about that? Yeah, and we'll give you a penny a day. Okay, now, we were talking about this. You know, when Linda was ill last week, and she's still not feeling
real
good.
Nasty virus.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, and so, I mean, she was just flat on her back in our Sleep Number bed. This is not a Sleep Number spot, though. She started watching this Downton Abbey. That's what it is, not Manor.
One of the hot British properties.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, and so it's got like seven or eight seasons, and she is watching. So I come through. She's speaking with a British accent now. I go, how you doing, honey? She goes, very well. And you?
And she's thinking of hiring help.
And I'm like, she doesn't need help with me. Honey, would you like a grilled cheese? Well, yes, that would be very nice of you. Very, very, very nice. So I got
even
yesterday. She says, look, she's been watching this thing. She says, what would you like to watch? She says, just as long as there's no – okay, you ready? As long as there's nothing being killed and people are going, look, here it comes. You know, so I said, okay. So I don't know how many of you have ever watched Sons of Anarchy. I got from 4 p.m.
Something Robert Rodriguez would love.
4 p.m. till 10 last night, I watched Sons of Anarchy. I didn't even get through the whole first season. That's right. Sons of Anarchy, a motorcycle gang with great acting and great dialogue. And it's just, you know, it's like, you know, I'm not sure what it's based on, like, you know, Hamlet or something. But anyway, the acting and the dialogue is things that are being said in this. I'm thinking this was on Fox, I think. It was on Fox.
No, it was an AMC.
Or an AMC, yeah. But the words they use, I'm like, oh my gosh, this was on this was on AMC.
Well,
and the things they say about people of other distinct, you know, ethnic groups.
It's a cable outlet.
Both sides, the Hispanics, the blacks, and the
I think it was broadcast in the 10 p.m. slot, which gives them a lot more latitude, either the 9 or 10 p.m., you know, after the children's hour.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, I've seen those before, things like the, what was that one, the ones, you know, lived on the beach, the three of us, or, you know, no.
You completely
Charlie
lost.
Sheen. Charlie Sheen. Okay. That one right
two
there.
Two men and a baby?
Two men and a, okay. two men and, a, no, two men and a child or something. Anyway, things that were
three
set
and a half men. Two and a half men.
Two and a half men. Those things that were set on that were really funny at night, but then you started seeing them in reruns at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Try to explain, you know, self-gratification to your kids during that time when you have a whole show about it. Well, then you say, well, they're not supposed to be watching that show anyway. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion, located at 1322 Pine Street. If you're looking for the right clothing, ladies, you're not going to see Linda or any of the ladies down there. They are going to be able to help you find that right outfit, the accessories, because you have to accessorize anything. And, guys, if you're looking for a great present for your wife for a birthday coming up or just because she's just really a cool person, go down to Dandelion Boutique at 1322 Pine Street, open Monday through Saturday, because they have lots of gifts for those hard to find. You know, it's hard to find gifts, but they also have Brighton bags and so many other things. Dandelion, give them a call, 247-1292. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 16 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here, on the 21st of February, 2017.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
And now, back to our show.
That'll get the blood pumping.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl,
make you think about a tank rolling.
Yeah, you know, here come. No, you know what I'm picturing here is the 300 Spartans as they come, you know, marching in, or the Vikings, boom, and that thumping sound is them hitting their shields with their swords. 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on Free Fire Radio. 50 degrees going up to 56 today, but according to Bob and the weather, it looks like we could get thunderstorms today along with other rain. You know what? Getting tired of this? Then think of all the times that you prayed for water.
Yeah.
You know, and then be careful what you pray for. Now, I think it's great. Now, but however, Bob just tells me we could have the world's tallest man-made waterfall right here.
Yeah, now, the possibility of having to open the, what they call the boards at the top, Dave Benda mentioned it, flashboards, they call them. It's like roller gates at the top. Last time they opened them was like 1998. Uh-huh. They call it the world's largest man-made waterfall because the water just shoots out quite a distance. Trouble is, now they've built a catwalk up there since then, and they're probably a little worried about ruining it. So they'll continue to release as much through the normal channels as possible.
Hey, Sunco here used to work for the city or county. Has anybody checked with the city of Reading for the flood inundation maps? They used to have binders in which one could check a specific area. Our volunteers helped city staff put them together about 20 years ago. I would think they had been updated them by now, unless they let the whole project fall by the wayside.
If you go on City of Reading GIS, you know what you get? You get a big yellow rectangle. Flooding could occur in this area.
Well, that's everywhere.
Yeah. It's completely useless.
I think that she's talking about is something that was actually put together.
Computer-generated maps would be a big thing.
Well, I don't know if they, 20 years ago. They could have had computer-generated.
They had GIS.
They could have had that. You know, 20 years ago.
Well, they could have done the old-fashioned way, you know, slide rules. And
well, but still, they do have these maps. And again, it goes back to the controversy of why they're not letting people see the maps. Okay, second incident in the city of Reading in a week where an individual used a gun, a handgun, to protect themselves and their family. This Sunday, granddaughter was visiting her grandparents right here in Reading. Her boyfriend got aggressive and abusive, physically abusive with the family. They asked him to leave. He attacked. He threatened violence. The grandfather. And I hate to use the term grandfather. Like you see some guy that's like, 100 years old. I mean, I'm a grandfather.
I'm a grandfather.
You're a grandfather. You know, but still a grandfather. And this guy is, was probably 30 to 40 years. Well, probably 40 years younger than him.
Yeah.
At least. Threatened him. And so the grandfather got a gun and said, you have to leave here. The guy attacked him. Grandfather shoots him. And the reason I keep saying grandfather is so you don't get confused about who shot who and who got up. Yeah. Grandfather shoots him. The guy gets up and attacks him again. Grandfather shoots him again. This time he stays down. They call 911. And the incident last week where a man's in his own car and he gets attacked by this guy. And breaks the window, threatens him with bodily harm.
Yeah.
Fear also for my occurred. Life. Now, here's two incidences where the cops were not there and they would not be there. Even if you had 150 cops on the beat, the chances are of something like that happening and a policeman being there is just absolutely rare. It'd be almost impossible. Even if you had, twice as many cops as we got now.
We don't really want that many cops, to be honest.
Yeah, frankly, we don't want a cop for every citizen. There's something wrong with that. Now, but the other thing is you wouldn't have policemen in your home if something like this happens. So do you think that you're going to see this in regional or national, that two instances where people used a handgun to protect themselves and their family? Because this is what people forget. They want to go in, like this new law to keep campuses safe. And the senator's words, his exact words, were the only people that should have guns are cops, period. Period. And that's what he said, period, and then period.
This from a man who probably can afford a bodyguard.
Well, this is, this is a man who's never been around violence, I would think. And the fact is that the grandfather had the right to have the gun in the house. Now, when they were writing, they said something about, we don't know if he has a concealed carry because, the reporter doesn't know what he's talking about. You don't need a concealed carry for your own home. But you do have to know how to use the gun and use it safely. In this case, the grandfather knew how to use the gun, and the only person that got hit was the bad guy. And so, I mean, and by the way, the good part about this guy's going to live. But, and, you know, because, you know, it would be, even the granddaughter who brought this jerk was saying, you know, Grandpa had no, you know, he had to do it. He had to protect us. This guy was crazy at this point. So was there drugs involved? I don't know. I don't know what the story is about it. The guy's from Tacoma, Washington. Mm. Anyway, oh, and then get this one. That somebody just jumped in. A nurse attacked in the emergency room yesterday, beaten and choked by one of Redding's, I'm not going to say finest, but I saw that too. They're going in there. The guy's been released since early 2016 on other charges, and so they take him in there, or he comes walking in. The nurse is trying to treat him. He attacks her, chokes her, punches her out before other people could get onto him like that. Now, if this guy's walking down the street and you just happen to be walking down the street, he probably won't pick on a guy, but he'll pick on somebody, and he'll jump on him and beat him. I mean, there's people out there like that.
Yeah.
And this is where people are getting off the track. There are people out there right now because of the decisions made by the politicians and the voters being pushed by these politicians to let people out of jail. Oh, we're overcrowded. Frankly, this is just me. I'd rather the jails be overcrowded. I'd rather they have four or five sleeping in a room. Or in the gymnasium.
Oh, but that's inhumane.
I'd rather have that than have people walking around on the street that are stealing $900 a day out of different stores so they can feed their heroin habit or anything else like that. I'm not trying to be an unfeeling person. But frankly, those of us who live in this city and any city in California have the right to feel protected. And if you're going to let them out, we should have the right to carry a weapon. Now, you do in Shasta County, but you do not have this right anywhere else. You cannot get this right anywhere else or very few places. There are places here you will never get a concealed carry permit. And then, you know, and if you used it, immediately you are the suspect.
Yeah.
Here in this town and this area, I mean, just imagine if this guy in the car, if he had shot somebody in San Francisco, what do you think would have happened to him then? I'll tell you, it wouldn't have been like it was here in Redding, where people realize is that, guess what, you do get a chance to protect yourself. And we got people lining up on the phones here, so we'll start out with Kay. Good morning, Kay.
Hi, Carl. Hi, Bob.
Hey. How you doing, Kay?
Oh, fine. You know, I think we ought to get together with Los Angeles. The Los Angeles Police Department is very upset because one of their own got shot yesterday. And they are fit to be tied.
By a parolee who is an illegal parolee, I'm pretty sure.
Right.
And then they had another policeman killed by a gang member, not down in L.A., but in another place around there, killed one policeman and wounded another.
Wasn't that closer to San Diego, I think?
Yeah, that was further south, but still.
But the thing of it is I think we ought to all get together, and because this has come to a head. I mean, my car's been in the garage for 5 weeks, and so I ended up starting to walk, and if I walk down Churn Creek, I'm not safe. And I was at that spot where that incident took place with the carjacking or whatever it was, 5 hours before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and I found another way that is a little safer. The people smile. The people don't even smile on Churn Creek because I think the ones that are used to walking are just protecting themselves.
They are.
It's worse than New York City.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah. But I really, seriously, I think it's past time that we all get together. It doesn't matter if it's Southern California or not. We all have the same problem, and we all need to get together. And what those judges did and what the California legislature did and what the governor has done are unacceptable. They all take oaths to protect us.
They do, but then they put about their own propositions and people vote to turn them.
But the thing of it is they take that oath and they are delinquent.
Yep.
And we need to all get together. It doesn't matter where they are. We all have the same problem.
We do. Everybody needs to be able to be safe walking down the street. And, you know, I mean, there's, you know, yeah, you should be able to walk down the street in Reading easier than you can walk down the street in Baghdad. How's that? Okay, Kay, thanks a lot. We got somebody else.
Safer in New York City.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
All right. Let's go to Ron. Good morning, Ron.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. You're on.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay. You know, I heard about that this morning on with your other Bob on your station. But anyway, you know, that's too bad about that young lady getting beat up in the hospital. But, you know, that's really the hospital's fault because they have a gun-free zone and they don't allow their doctors or their nurses or whomever to carry a concealed weapon, even if they've got a CCW. So as far as I'm concerned, that's the fault of the hospital. They should be brought under charges.
Well, here's something I don't understand is if you're not allowing people to have stun guns or all this, why isn't there security standing, you know, a number of security guards somewhere around there? Because that you know, a nurse who is trying to help somebody and, you know, a diminutive person is just an average-sized woman, 5'4", you know, 140 pounds, and then you get some guy that's 6 feet tall that turns around and starts wailing on her. Where's the security? You know, it took other people at the hospital to wade in on that to stop it. So that part right there I don't understand.
Well, if there had been somebody there with a weapon, they wouldn't have needed six people to hold him down. 1,200 foot per second would have stopped him.
Well, that's six people carrying him out then.
Anyway.
Okay, thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, look, we got
about 35,000 volts.
And you know. Yeah, or that. But see, they probably don't even allow that there. And you know what? Here's a nurse. Here are these people trying to help these derelicts. And you get attacked. And this is not the first time, by the way, this has happened. This is the first time since I've been here, they've had people attacked. But this, you know that they don't report every one of these. They get shoved or pushed or punched. They do not report every one of these. I can tell you right now from talking to people in the emergency rooms.
Carl, I've said it before. I will say it again. If our officials do not get their arms around this, the citizens will.
Well, I tell you what, have you seen the officials, our elected officials, get their arms around this?
No.
It's been 5 years. What have they done? What have they done? Oh, we had a Measure D. It failed. It failed miserably. And there's reasons for that. Anyway, take a break. And I guess this is a good time for this ad, Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms has got a fine, fine selection of guns that you can use for hunting, target shooting, or protecting yourself or protecting your loved ones. They also have classes in CCW in there at Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah have a great store down there. They have every shooting accessory you could possibly want and great gunsmithing. Customer service is just outstanding at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur. Open today through Saturday. Head on down there. Ask about the SIG 238. Little 380 that's easy to carry. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:33 in the morning here on the 21st of February.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott here on Tuesday, the 21st of February, 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock right here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 50 degrees going up to 56 today. There's going to be rain and maybe even thunderstorms. Wow. We haven't had quite enough yet. There's more on the way. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends and they give discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. And now, Wind River, this portion report of this show is being brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino and their new spa. They took over the spa there, and it's now the Wind River Retreat. And they opened up the beginning of February, and they've got all types of spa amenities under new management, managed, of course, by the Wind River Resort and Casino. And they're excited to continue to offer a spa amenity at the Wind River Resort and Casino with their own brand. And they've got all types of neat things there. They've got couples massage. They've got a steam room. They've got, you know, all those, you know, facials and all those kind of things that people do all out at Wind River. Give somebody a call out there if you have a question at 245-9494. And they'll be more than happy to get you in there. Now, we're here with the door open in case Bob and I have to run out of here with Christy Kidd of Turtle Bay.
I always look forward to seeing how you're going to introduce me.
She is our little ray of sunshine.
On this rainy day.
You walk in and... Frankly, you know, sun.
Birds sing.
The birds are singing. Bluebirds are singing. And there's this ray of sunshine that follows her down the street. You know, I mean, the rain's coming down. You know, derelicts laying on there. And they turn into, it's funny, as she walked by, the derelicts turn into chipmunks. Happy chipmunks that talk to each other. And as she walks in.
You're making my life sound way more like a Disney movie than it is.
It's like all those shampoo commercials, you know.
And I'm a little sad.
A little bit.
No, you are
just a bundle of cheer, and you do.
Bob says he's only going to work on Tuesdays.
Oh, yay.
That Christy Kidd is here. Okay. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
No damaged knees.
No, nothing today.
Okay. All right.
I actually danced on stage for the first time since getting hurt, though. That was exciting. That was Friday night, and I didn't hurt myself again. Yay.
I thought you'd been dancing before, though.
I had, but not officially, like, at a performance on a stage. So
okay.
This was fun. So.
Can you, I mean, everything's okay?
Yeah, everything was good. No pain. It was great. It felt normal, which was fun.
You know that Dancing with the Stars when they were here, you know, they're traveling troupe, the same ones you see, by the way, on TV. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the same people, exactly. Mm-hmm. Part of their things that they have to have is big trash cans full of ice and water that they can just dip down into.
Yep.
And I thought, wow. As they're running off the stage, they're getting into this. And kind of, and that we're going to have somebody on tomorrow from Cairo. Or the, I didn't pronounce that right. The cryo.
Cryo.
The cryotherapy. Yeah, yeah. Dr. Hamilton being here tomorrow to talk about this. And I went through this the other day.
Did you?
Let me tell you. It worked.
Really?
I mean,
that's awesome.
It brought relief for well over a day, and that was only with one treatment. So, you know, this is something what we're going to talk about tomorrow. But you as an athlete, you as an athlete and other athletes, this is a new type of treatment. It's been going on in Europe for decades. Yeah. Anyway, okay.
Ice baths aren't new.
Huh?
Ice baths are not new.
No, it's not an ice bath.
Right.
But what it does is it you can localize it, too. Mm-hmm. Like your knee hurts. You don't have to lower yourself in the rest of your body in there going like, oh, gosh.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Cringing in pain.
Hey, I saw something that the hotel's going to be opening up in September.
Yeah, that is the game plan, and it is exciting.
Woo!
Yay.
It is.
Yeah, it really is. It's coming along. I mean, it has been, but it feels like there's more momentum going now,
which is
really nice.
You know, and unfortunately, this rain. You know what? Of anybody that ever wants rain, we're going to do is put Christy Kidd and Mike Warren together and say we're going to build something. We're going to build something. It doesn't even have to be something big, probably. It could just be, hey, we're going to put up a 10 by 10 shed, and you're going to have a year of rain.
Exactly. It's going to take months. Yep. But it's okay. We're getting there. And the cool thing on Turtle Bay side, too, and more for locals, I guess, because, you know, locals aren't necessarily going to go stay in the hotel. Use the restaurant, sure, but not necessarily stay in the hotel. I don't know. I probably will because I'm this invested at this point. But,
that first night, we ought to just have all the locals just stay there.
Right. We are
going to have a special deal. So everybody comes in, you fill that place up like a $50 night.
Right.
And then have
just
a big.
Get people in and fill it.
Yeah. You know, fill it up, you know, and have a wild time at the bar down there.
Totally.
You know, find people the next morning.
Have fun stories the next day.
Fun stories, the ones that remember. That's
exactly.
Right. Can't be too much fun.
No, exactly.
If they remember.
Yeah, if they remember. No photos, obviously.
You have to drop your cell phones at the door.
Just for everyone's, you know, reputation.
Yeah.
But no, the cool thing on our side is that, you know, our Forest Camp playground has been closed since before the hotel started because of the construction fencing that had to go through it. Plus that equipment admittedly was 20 years old. It was time for an upgrade. So that whole thing, we've been in different planning processes and things like that with different companies trying to get proposals, and we know the basic ideas of what we want out there, but we're trying to find the right thing. We don't want it to look like a playground. It needs to look like the park. You know, it still has to fit in with the forestry and everything that's, you know, we have out there already, and keep the integrity of the park and not turn it into an amusement park, because that's not what we are.
It's not an amusement park. You guys are an educational park.
We are. It's edutainment.
Edutainment.
Educational entertainment.
Did you make that one up?
I did not. That is a coined term from Turtle Bay. I picked it up since I started working there.
Edutainment.
That's what we call it. Edutainment.
Okay.
But the cool thing is we're actually going to be able to start that construction now that it's close enough that, you know, we didn't want to have it all done and then have it behind this lovely fence that no one can, you know, utilize any of it. That's kind of mean.
The little kids put their faces up against the fence and go,
I can't wait.
Open.
Exactly. So that'll be opening when the hotel does as well. And that's going to have, it'll actually be in a couple of phases, but the first phase will have a water feature. So when it's super hot out there, you don't have to go just play in Stimple Creek anymore. You'll actually have somewhere you can cool off, which will be nice. And then more shaded seating and things like that. And there'll be a play area specifically for
More shaded seating, you think?
Right, man.
It's 115 degrees out there.
And we don't have any. I mean,
you ought to have misters going from underneath the trees.
Exactly.
Like they do at Disneyland.
Exactly.
You walk around there, you're getting misted all the time.
All the time. So we're working on that.
And it could be reclaimed water right out of the river there.
Well,
it doesn't have to be clean. Just tell people don't drink.
Right. But it's going to help cool you off. You're welcome.
It'll help cool you off. There you go. Don't drink it.
Exactly.
That's right.
And then we'll have a play area for kids 0 to 5 years old as well, which will be really nice because the playground before was kind of a free-for-all, which was fine. But, you know, if you're kind of just want to let your kids run around, you don't want to be watching them you know, every second just to make sure another kid doesn't run them over. So right. It'll be nice to have an area just for the younger ones too.
Well, that's true. You know, you have a small dog park and a big dog park.
Exactly.
Doesn't it make sense to me? Because exactly. and people want to bring their big dogs, and I'll say no. And they go, well, my dog doesn't bite. I said, I'm sure your dog doesn't bite.
But they could run him over.
But your dog weighs 80 pounds. Right. My dog weighs 15, right. As do all the rest of the dogs here. And if it runs, knock him over, break a leg.
Right.
Are you going to pay for any damage?
Exactly. So that's kind of the idea.
People get weird, though. I mean, they get weird. Oh, it's my dog.
Okay. I mean, admittedly, I'm one of those people, but I have the small dog, so I'm on the other side.
Oh, no, I mean, but you understand because you get a 10-year-old kid, and you know, it's not they're being mean.
Nope, they're just bigger, and if they're just running too fast and knock over a 2-year-old, it's going to hurt.
It is.
Yeah, so the idea is to have
and then you end up with two
one.
Mothers rolling around on the ground.
Then it escalates.
It escalates, and then people are taking sides, getting thumbed in the eye.
Viral videos being posted.
Exactly.
You know.
That's it.
That is not the kind of viral attention I want for Turtle Bay, okay? So all of that will be happening with the hotel as well, which is what I'm excited about.
This only happens with you, Christy, by the
sure
way. It only happens with you here.
I have no doubt.
Okay. All right. Okay, so it's getting ready.
Yeah, so we're getting there, and then we're going to be doing a whole bunch of upgrades and refurbishments and things like that inside the mill building out there.
When are you bringing in the general manager?
I have to talk her into it. she has been getting settled, which is awesome, and she's really cool.
I know people where she bought her house.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
The town is too small.
People
tell her
know.
This. Tell her this. That. Oh no, we know who. We know
we know
where
who
she
you
lives.
Are.
And we've seen the stuff you're moving in. So we're gonna, we're not gonna discuss it on the air.
Right.
Tell her this. Tell her to listen to one of our shows.
I will.
And
I
just
will.
Say, look, we love Turtle Bay. Yeah. We want this hotel. We supported this hotel when many people that listen didn't.
Yeah.
And so. Come on the show.
She's really great. She is trying to do some really cool things already that I'm not totally sure I'm allowed to talk about yet.
Oh, I'm going to anyway. Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Wait till after the break here.
Okay, yeah.
We're going to take
a
quick break.
Hook.
Okay, hey, we're going to be talking about things that probably we shouldn't be talking about, but we're going to right here when we get back with Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. I love talking about Alliance Heating and Air because it's a veteran-owned business. Two, it's just a great business. Voted best in the North State. They can do anything with your heating and cooling systems. These are the people we go to. We've never, ever been disappointed. Not even a little bit. Not even a tiny bit. Because they are so good at Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call. 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back with Christy Kidd from Turtle Bay Exploration Point.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bob. Linda is, she's on sabbaticals on Tuesday, as everybody knows. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock right here at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio with me, Carl Bunn, and Bad Bob. 50 degrees going up to 56 today with rain and more rain and power rain and thunderstorms today. Power rain. Do you like that? Power rain. Weather reports always.
Not sure that's an official Weather Service term. Well, I'll check with my official Weather Service. She's not Weather Service.
Well, that's Weather Service. Just kind of, you know, wake her up, roll her over, say, what's going on?
Yeah.
Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. We're here with Christy Kidd, our favorite Turtle Bay person.
Yay. Thanks.
Okay. We talked about the hotel and that's coming on strong and the new general manager and how she's got some great ideas. And you said, I don't know if I should talk about it. And this is the best thing about Christy Kidd. She starts, I don't know if I can say this. And then says,
but
okay,
I'm going to.
Go for it.
Well, because it just, to me, this is a really good example of how great she is. Okay. And how she just wanted to hit the ground running. And I just, if it doesn't happen, I don't think it's going to hurt anyone saying it now. So we're a Sheraton hotel, which is great, and it's going to be the only 4-star hotel in Reading, which is between I believe it's Sacramento and I'm not sure where in Southern Oregon, but it's a pretty big distance. And she wants it to not just be a Sheraton hotel. She's trying to get us resort status, which is really cool because technically Sheraton has three qualifiers you have to have to be a resort, which are something near water, which we obviously have. That one helps. That one's an easy one.
In fact,
check.
If you're looking right now, that water could be right there in the hotel.
It's closer than usual.
It's closer. It's right up to the – right there.
Yeah,
where that pool's supposed to be.
We've been joking about how there's there's flooding out back behind Wildlife Woods. Like if you go the farthest way out to see the animals, you can like back behind that. So not anywhere near the habitats to – you know, it's not going to affect that. We've been calling it Lake Wildlife Woods because there's a nice little area back there.
Okay, so it's got
to have water. Uh-huh. It's got to have some sort of – entertainment, museum, amusement park, all of that stuff, you know, so we obviously fall under that too. We're a museum. That's lovely. And the Arboretum actually counts as well, almost as a second entity as a part of that, even though we're all one thing, the way they look at it, it's kind of a second.
Twofer.
Exactly. Which we're using as our kind of last push because the third part is having a spa, which we don't have, and we don't have the place for that.
A spa.
Yeah. Kind of like what Wind River has. You know, having the whole ability for spa treatment, but
does it have to be on the campus in order to count?
We think so, because otherwise, that was going to be the next step. Is you know, trying
link
to partner with
somebody.
Contract
know.
With
exactly.
Boheme or somebody. You know?
Yeah.
And get Boheme to open a branch. You know?
Yeah, right.
Well, but if you does it have to be attached to the hotel, or can it be on the same campus?
That was one of the conversations that we were having. Is that if it because we're trying to sort of direct away from the spa thing and say, but we also have the trails and all this outdoor experiences and all this other stuff. If that doesn't work, I think that's the next
attach. You could probably attach or have a freestanding building there that could act as
could
a spa.
Mm-hmm.
That could be the spa.
Mm-hmm. So that's
could be Linda's spa.
Linda's spa. I like it. She could be the face of it and talk all about it.
Look, if anybody knows what a spa should be, it's Linda.
Expert right there.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, she just, you know, there's some spas that are, they should offer all these neat things.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be a 4-star,
you
need to have one that's kind of exceptional.
Exactly.
There. Okay.
So anyway, that's, to me, whether or not, you know, that goes through and gets approved is a whole different thing. But, she was here 3 weeks, and she was like, oh, yeah, I'm trying to make it a resort. And we're like, okay, great.
Well, that's so even better. It would be the Turtle Bay Sheraton Inn Resort.
No, so the actual name is the Sheraton Reading at the Sundial Bridge, which is a nice mouthful, just like Turtle Bay Exploration Park. But now it would be the Sheraton Reading Resort at Sundial Bridge, I think. Oh, gosh, I hope that's right. It's a long name. I still have not obviously learned all of it because we don't know if we're a resort or not. Yay. Stop looking at me like that. You start judging me across the table.
I'm not judging. I would never judge. First of all, I never judge.
I know.
Because there are so many things in my life.
Yes, yes.
That are just, so far out there that people even knew. Some people probably wouldn't even talk to me anymore.
Oh.
As it is, like, because, you know, like on Facebook, and I've been unfriended by several people, I'm sure.
Facebook is so fun.
Oh, you know, that's what, you know, it's like, you know, he's not my president. Well, what country do you live in?
Fair enough.
You live in the land of la-la. Okay.
Yeah, well, some people do.
You know, Obama was my president. So, okay, we're not even going to go there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But anyway, she's great is the moral of the story.
Well, I really would like to have her come on. Yes. We can learn something about her and talk about, you know, just a half an hour, and we have a break in between.
So yeah.
She'd be safe here.
She'll be safe.
You'll be right there, and you know. And so, okay. So what's opening? We got 5 minutes.
Yes,
so
I can do 5 minutes.
Okay, what's the latest?
Okay, so we've got a whole bunch of exhibitions open right now. We've got Rooted in This Land, which is all about local agriculture.
What's it called?
Rooted in This Land.
Okay.
And it was created by us and a super long list of collaborators. It is unique. It is only for here. It's not something we traveled in from somewhere else. It's something we created using pieces from different people all over, not even just the city, but the county. And it's really fun. It's really interactive and, teaches you from everything from almonds to hops to anything and everything. It's really interesting and really fun. And then we also have our West Coast Art Biennial, which as an art lover, I personally am a huge fan of. It's the result of an art competition that we do every other year, open only to artists in California, Oregon, Washington, and Alaska. And we get an outside juror. This year he was from LA. And he is an independent curator and editor for Art in America. And he chose pieces from over 300 entries from artists, some brand new, some established artists. There are people from Reading who have art up in that right now. And we announced the winners a couple weeks ago. So there it's posted who he chose his top, you know, grand prize for second, third, and honorable mention. And then you can actually go in and vote on People's Choice. You can choose your favorite. One of my favorites got, I think it was second place, and I was super excited. It's hard to even explain. It's this beautiful scroll that's just, it's mounted from the almost the ceiling, and then it just hangs down the wall and then comes, gosh, probably 8 feet out from the wall. And it's just, it's got writing on it, and I don't even want to explain it because you just have to experience it when you see
I'll
it's beautiful.
So my shot glass collection probably wouldn't be in the top five.
Probably not, but I don't know. It's all different media. So maybe, you know, there's sculptures, there's all kinds of things. There's photos, there's paintings. There's obviously this scroll that is just a beautiful piece of art. And then there's a 3D video. There's everything. It's great.
You know what? It would be cool you could do it and it would be local. Is at the fair.
Mm.
You have people that have different things they do.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have different types of collections of things mm-hmm. from local people.
Yep.
And you see some really, really cool things
stuff
out there. You know, you can put that and just say, you know, local, you know, because people collect things. I mean, I did. I used to collect shot glasses for years.
Yeah.
And then I just started throwing them away.
Right.
Because, I mean, first.
Yeah.
Were you going to really drink something with a lizard in the middle of it? No.
Maybe not.
And then some of them are just terribly politically incorrect.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking is that when you see those kind of things and then is it artwork?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not, but they have like collections of miniature motorcycles, mm-hmm. You know, cars and all those things. It might be kind of interesting to have something like that. So,
absolutely.
I mean, for kids, I think especially go through and see what people have collected over the years.
Yeah.
I mean, you could get some strange things.
And that sort of crowd curated stuff is really fun.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just.
I mean, art, yes, but this is something that people have devoted themselves to.
Well, that's the thing is that it's people, you know, we like to encourage people to come in no matter what we have up to start conversations.
Yes.
And so it's like if you're coming in with something you're already passionate about, that's going to be really easy to start a conversation
about. Now people still don't realize, I know it's hard to believe, that a year pass
mm-hmm.
to Turtle Bay
mm-hmm.
for you and your family, plus extra kids if you need them, is
$80.
$80 still.
Yep, still
$80. Still the best deal
it is
in the world.
And this summer's exhibition is Mythic Creatures, and it's going to be super amazing and huge. So this is the summer. Even if the forest camp's not done yet, doesn't matter. It's going to be hot. Come inside and hang out in the museum and see some really amazing stuff in this exhibition we'll have this summer. It's a great year to
it's
be
gonna
a member.
It's going to be super. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great for $80. It's you, your loved one, and what, four?
Up to four kids.
Up to four kids.
Yep. And we actually had someone make a comment on Facebook the other day that they're a family of seven. If that's the case, we're not cookie cutter. We do have, you know, that's just what we talk about as our main one,
right.
Of course. We can help. Yeah. You don't have to buy two memberships for one extra person, I promise.
No, you don't have to do that. We can make a deal here.
We have different ways it
make
works.
A deal.
It's just complicated, and talking about it takes too long.
Okay, it is. All right, we got to run. Crispy
Thank
Kid,
you.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park, the Sheraton Reading.
At the Sundial Bridge.
At the Sundial Bridge. Maybe spa.
Possibly resort. Who knows?
Possibly resort. All right. Thanks. Hey, we're going to be right back with Shasta College Innovation and what they're doing with that.
KCNR Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has spoken out publicly about the sharp rise in anti-Semitism in recent months.
The anti-Semitic threats targeting our Jewish community and community centers are horrible and are painful and a very sad reminder of the work that still must be done to root out hate and prejudice and evil.
In recent weeks, 54 bomb threats have been phoned in against Jewish community centers. President Trump's selection of Army Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster as his new U.S. National Security Advisor is drawing some reaction from Russia. Not surprisingly, says David O. Manick, who's a senior defense policy analyst with RAND Corporation.
I'm quite confident that General McMaster sees a need to bolster U.S. defense posture and NATO defense posture on its eastern flank vis-a-vis Russia.
The U.S. Supreme Court is now hearing arguments on a landmark case that could decide whether foreigners have access to American courts.
This centers on the case of a Mexican teen killed by a U.S. Border Patrol agent while standing in a cement culvert on the Mexican side of the border. The parents sued, but the lower courts threw out the case. The Supreme Court has been asked to decide whether non-citizens who are killed outside the United States can have access to U.S. courts.
As correspondent Wally Hines reporting, evacuations were ordered in Northern California yesterday as downpours swelled creeks and rivers to potentially dangerous levels. Paradise Park resident Mike Hackenberg told KION-TV the flooding scares his wife.
So I'm her gauge to make her feel safe. But if anything actually happened, we walk out the front door and we can walk right up to our neighbor's house, another 20 feet up above the water. So we're all safe.
On Wall Street, it's the Dow that's rising. It's up 110 points. More from townhall.com.
What exactly happened in the beginning?
We've been told to look at a history of the Earth that is millions and billions of years old. Is there evidence that it could have been created in only a matter of days?
A new documentary features scientists and scholars exploring two competing views in search of one compelling truth.
Was there a global flood? A Big Bang.
Is Genesis history? In select theaters for a special one-night event Thursday, February 23rd. For tickets, go to isgenesishistory.com.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
The annual North American International Toy Fair is underway in New York. Moose Toys spokeswoman Sheena Stevens says there's an entire online component of their Shopkins collectibles online, and they help expand a child's imagination when they're used.
Shopkins has a whole world of content that really inspires kids' imagination. So if you look on YouTube, you will find over 1 billion views of Shopkins webisodes. They're animated webisode video shorts.
The annual event concludes today. The National Weather Service has forecast heavy snow in the Lake Tahoe area with a high avalanche danger until the day is through. Forecasters say the winter storm could drop up to 5 feet of new snow in areas above the 7,500-foot mark. Lower elevations could see between 8 and 24 inches of snow. Motorists being advised to avoid travel through the area today. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Jeep that's been stuck inside a Massachusetts sand dune for 40 years is set to be removed.
The Cape Cod Times reports the Jeep Wagoneer is entombed in a garage in Truro that became overtaken by the dunes decades ago. Basil Musnoff's mother owns the property. He says he began visiting in the 1970s and has never seen the Jeep driven. Musnoff says the family has wanted to get the Jeep out of the collapsing garage for years, but the town wouldn't let them move the sand due to concerns about the dune system. Town officials recently changed their approach to the shifting sands and asked the family to remove the vehicle. The removal is scheduled for Friday, weather permitting. Keith Peters reporting.
Police in New York say six teens who fell through ice in an off-limits pond in Central Park were rescued. It happened yesterday at the southern end of the park. Police say the 15 and 16-year-olds were on the ice when it gave way. A nearby sign read, "Danger, thin ice, keep off." More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment on Tuesdays, as we all know. 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here, 5 minutes and 35 seconds to be exact. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. And by the way, for all of our guests, we archive all of our shows so that you can always go back and pick apart what you've said, or other people can't. This is the first time they've been on radio, and you can just watch their eyes. They're just getting big right now. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, to call and throw barbs. And our chat room, of course, is there. I'm just kidding. Nobody, everybody's so polite here. Bob, what's the weather look like?
Well,
and don't say rain.
Well, as a matter of fact, it'll be rain off and on. How's that?
Okay, that's better.
Yeah. Scattered thunderstorms, high right around the 60-degree mark. Winds have died down a bit, down to around 15 miles an hour. Depending on where you are, you got about a 50-50 chance of getting wet if you're out and about. Cloudy with showers tonight. More thunderstorms on the forecast for tomorrow with a high of 54. Then it'll clear up Wednesday night into Thursday with partly cloudy skies. We hold that pattern through Friday. Maybe some rain Friday night, but enjoy a relatively nice early weekend because Saturday night more rain moves in, and that's the case throughout the rest of the weekend. So more of the wet stuff coming down. We got a chance for those rivers to kind of drop back a little bit, but not a lot. We're not all done with all the water yet. Currently in Redding, it is 46 degrees, and actually temperatures dropped a little bit in the last hour. And flood warnings remain in effect. This is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Better known business located in Anderson, where the customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Susan, good morning. What's it look like on the stock market?
Well, good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are climbing to new heights this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 108 points at 20,732. The S&P 500 advancing 13 points at 2,365. And the NASDAQ Composite up 20 points at 5,859. The three most actively traded stocks on the NASDAQ, Apple up 72 cents, trading at 136.43. Micron Technology positive 36 cents, trading at 23.70. And Groupon up 3 pennies at $4.70 per share. For local stocks of interest, Walmart up $2.76, trading at 72.15. AT&T up 12 cents at 41.60. And Bank of Commerce down a quarter, trading at $10.30. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is price yield 2.45%. And for commodities, gold is down $9.50 an ounce at $231. Silver off 4 cents at $18.10 per ounce. And oil is positive 63 cents, trading at $54 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. And thanks for that Facebook comment there yesterday. That was really nice of you.
Well, it's a nice picture of you.
Oh.
Really positive.
Oh, well, thank you.
Have a great day.
You bet. You too. She's the
Susan
is the first vice president for investments and financial advisor for Wells Fargo Advisors, located at 2705 Park Marina Drive. And you can drive there. You don't have to worry about taking a boat.
You don't have to take your kayak right
no,
now.
No, not your kayak. You can get right there. And I tell you what, if you're looking for somebody to take a look at your investments, that say you've had investments a long time, or maybe it's, you know, you're not sure, because look at the market, 20,732. It's not going to slow down. People feel very bullish on the economy here with what's going on. So give them a call. Give her a call, 530-243-7561. If you're calling out of the area, it's 800-323-7561.
The lady is a class act.
She is. Hey, speaking of class acts, we're right here with Teresa Markward, who is a director of innovation and special projects at Shasta College, and Buffy Tanner, who is a project coordinator for ACE and BOLD, which sounds like a, I'm not sure, like a, it's a
hardware store.
Well, no. I'm thinking ACE and BOLD would be more like a car racing group or a movie about two Harley drivers, ACE and BOLD.
Brand of whiskey.
Oh, more of that. But, of course, it's none of those, is it, Buffy?
It is not.
Okay, we'll talk about that in
Sorry
a second.
Sorry to disappoint.
No, I'm not disappointed. I just, you know, we're here by ourselves in the studio a lot. And it's kind of
We don't get out of it a lot.
Yeah, we don't get out a lot. We have ducks here. You know, I'm afraid the ducks will float away. Teresa, you are the Director of Innovation and Special Projects.
That is correct.
So what kind of things do you do? What falls under your office? Right
well, the main thing and why the position actually was created is because Shasta College was fortunate enough to be one of the award winners for the State of California Community College Innovation Awards. So we were among the top five chosen, and we've competed against other community colleges, UCs, and CSUs. So we were really, really fortunate to be chosen in that top five. And really that award was based mostly upon our efforts in dual enrollment, which, for those of you that don't know, dual enrollment is where high school students can take college classes right at their home high school. So they either take it in person with their own high school instructor who is approved to be a college teacher.
Uh-huh.
Or we also offer some of them doing video conferencing, uh-huh. which is where we broadcast from the main Shasta College campus, right into the high school classroom. And it's great because the students end up really making out. They, in addition to earning college credits, there's no course fees for that. They also don't pay for any textbooks.
Uh-huh.
So it's a great way to get a head start in college, and it helps them also with their own high school units, typically.
Okay, and those are the ones that can get out of high school with a 5.0 instead of a 4.0 because they get extra credit.
Well, they do for if they're looking at.
And this
going,
is Buffy here. Okay.
If they're going directly to a 4-year university, such as the University of California or California State University.
Mm-hmm.
When those schools are configuring the student's admissions GPA,
uh-huh.
they do get a bump in their GPA for the classes that they've taken through the community college, just like they get a grade bump for advanced placement classes. So it's a huge advantage to students who are going directly to a 4-year school in that it helps their not only their admissions chances, but it also really helps prepare them for what college work mm-hmm. is like, so they have a better expectation. And for students who are coming directly to Shasta College, of course, it's a huge bump because then they can go on with the next course either in the sequence.
Instead of 101, they can take 201.
Exactly.
And get out of school earlier.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Teresa, when you say that, what kind of classes are we talking about here? I mean, courses.
Oh, we're talking.
Is it all science, or is it history, political science? Is it everything?
It's pretty much everything.
Okay.
And I know. I mean, yeah. As far as I know, it's pretty much everything.
It's everything from welding. So we are offering career technical ed classes.
Welding.
And,
you mean you can do that online?
No, not so much that one.
Okay. I was going to say that's going to be interesting. That
that's pretty tricky.
They're sitting in there in their classroom with their little welding sticks going,
yeah.
you know, welding each other.
Especially for kids under 18, that's maybe not the best idea. But there are a number of career technical education classes, everything from office administration classes to how to design a web page, to welding, to some agriculture classes. And then also you have classes like English and U.S. history, psychology. So it's really the wide gamut of classes, and a lot of it depends upon the qualification of the high school teacher and what they can teach and how that matches up with what's available at Shasta College.
But you can have video classes from a college teacher, right?
Yeah, well, we do video conferencing where we have our college instructor mm-hmm. broadcasting from our main campus through video conferencing to the high school classroom. And then in the high school classroom, we have the high school teacher that's facilitating the class. So it's that type of video conferencing
okay.
that we're doing.
All right. I'm here with Teresa Markward and Buffy Tanner from Shasta College. Teresa is the Director of Innovation and Special Projects, and Buffy is the Project Coordinator for ACE and BOLD. And we're going to come back and find out what that is. I've heard, you know, there's steroids that people are given to run faster, but I'm sure that's not the ones that you're talking about. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's the only full-service jewelry store in the city of Reading, with the only watch repairman in the whole area, maybe even all of Shasta County, at Four Winds Jewelry. They can make it, they design it, make it, sell it. They've got the finest selection of jewelry, plus their integrity is unquestioned at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Give them a call, 222-2750. We'll be right back with Shasta College Innovation.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The seeds of corruption are already in full bloom in our country. We see this by the extreme violence and morally bankrupt behavior demonstrated by people from every age group and walk of life. Sadly, this behavior is not something you catch, but it is learned. It's being taught in our colleges, evangelized through TV and movies, and substantiated by the media. Your best protection from this vile corruption is having a living relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite
for local dish installation and service.
Hi, folks. This is Doug Tooley. There's no greater friend than our veterans. At B&T Satellite, we would like to honor their sacrifice by offering a special deal for vets with dish. But we need your help. Here's how it works. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 and let us know about your friend that is a veteran. And when they sign up for DISH, you will get $100 off your service, and one of our honored veterans will also receive $100 off of their bill. We are a local authorized DISH dealer, a veteran-owned business. We live here, we work here, and we want to honor our local veterans with this special offer. That's 241-DISH. For more information, please call us at 241-3474. Check us out online at btsatellite.com, like us at Facebook at BT Satellite, or check out our Yelp reviews.
The Rifleman, played by Chuck Connors, used his rapid-firing Winchester rifle with deadly accuracy to defend his family and the townsfolk of North Fork, New Mexico. And now, thanks to the U.S. Air Force Monument Committee, you have a chance to win a great weapon of your own. Choose from a Henry Repeating Arms Golden Boy rifle, a 20-gauge home protection shotgun, and a Smith & Wesson 9mm pistol with free concealed carry class. Gun raffle tickets are available at the Classic Cafe, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center at 2427 Athens Avenue in Reading. You can also get tickets at the upcoming Spaghetti Dinner fundraiser on February 25th at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. Raffle tickets are only $10 each, and only 150 will be sold for each gun. Thanks for supporting the Air Force Monument Project.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here. Long as I
great bump music, buddy.
Clouds of mist drift over.
You know, I don't know who's doing the dance, but they can take a break.
That's right, the rain dance. It's enough of this. Enough of this. Welcome back, everybody, to Free Fire Radio. It's 19 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here. It's 50 degrees. Well, 48 degrees here in the studios of Free Fire Radio. Going to go up to 56 today, but as you can probably imagine, more rain, including thunder showers. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Crackmaster Windshield Repair knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. He's been repairing windshields for years and is a Bureau of Automotive Repair approved. Jeff Wurst, a veteran. He guarantees his work at Crackmaster. Whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, he can fix it. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield, 8 years ago, and you still can't see it. He guarantees his work. He is located at 3208 South Market Street, and you can give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment. Don't let that windshield get away from you. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I'm here with Shasta College. We're going to have, this is first of our monthly shows we have with Shasta College, where they are going to tell us everything that's going on at the college campus and all the different things. We're here with Teresa Markward, who is the Director of Innovation and Special Projects, and Buffy Tanner, who is the Project Coordinator for ACE and BOLD, which I've had a lot of fun with this morning. But now we're actually going to hear what ACE and BOLD is.
Sure. Thank you. ACE stands for Accelerated College Education, and it's a program designed specifically for working adults who have full-time commitments during the day, whether that's a paid job, whether it's a part-time job and family care, but for whatever reason, they don't have the luxury of just taking classes whenever during the day. So they're really limited to taking classes that are either online or in the evening. What we did was we created a pathway of classes so that a student could fully complete their associate's degree for either business or an associate's degree for psychology, and they can get all the classes they need, the major classes, the general education, the transfer admissions classes if they want to transfer to a university and complete their bachelor's degree. And all of those classes are a combination of online classes and classes in the evening. Now, the really unique thing about this, I mean, we've had that forever, classes in the evening and online classes. But the trick is, if a person is working full-time and they want to get their degree, if they go the traditional semester-length classes, they're probably only going to take one or two classes at a time. Because your brain can only go in so many directions at once when you've got full-time job responsibilities, and then you're also trying to do school. So what we've done is we've taken these classes from our traditional 17-week semester and compress them down into 5 or 8 weeks. And that way, a student can take just two classes at any one time, but because the classes are compressed, they can fit more classes into the semester. So they can actually take 4 or 5 classes during the semester, but only 2 at a time. So it's very, very focused. I will say it's very intense, but it does allow somebody who's working full-time to be a full-time student and make their way through an associate's degree in less than 24 months. So right now we have pathways for business and for psychology, but we are going to be looking at expanding those offerings to include more majors. We started a group of students in June, and then we also started a new group of students this January. And right now, the average age of students in our program is about 37 years old. So if you're out there and you're thinking, oh, it's too late for me to go back to school, it is never too late. That's the average age. So we do.
What's the average age?
37.
Okay.
So we do have students who are younger, in their early 20s, that for one reason or another need to be working full-time. But we also have students that are in their 40s and 50s. So it really is, we're reaching a lot of folks out in the community. The BOLD program, where it stands for Bachelor's Through Online and Local Degrees, we recognize that in the Far North State, we don't have a huge number of options for our students to be able to complete a bachelor's degree. Simpson University and National University are wonderful options, but they don't necessarily offer everything that a student wants or could need. So what we're doing is we're pairing our associate's degrees with different universities' bachelor's degrees, whether they're local, like through Simpson or national, or Chico State's downtown Reading program in business. And we're pairing our associate's degrees with their bachelor degree completion programs. So we're looking at Southern Oregon University, Chico State, Cal State, East Bay, Simpson University, National University.
So this means that they can get a four-year degree?
They can get a four-year degree without having to leave the area.
I was there with that kickoff over there at Shasta College when they were talking about this.
Right.
This is a great idea. The fact is that they get get your basic classes at Shasta.
Correct.
And then they can transfer over to or they can use this program at Simpson and all these other different places to get a four-year degree. Now, is that correct? Or did I get that correct?
No, you got that correct.
Now, do you do the classes there at Shasta?
So a lot of the programs that we're looking at are online. So we're taking this program one step further. The first step is identifying universities that have quality programs that are affordable so that our local folks can complete their bachelor's degree. But the second and third steps is recognizing that if a student is doing an online program, sometimes that's really isolating. So what we're doing is we're setting up a series of one-unit classes at Shasta College in student development that a student can enroll in those classes at Shasta College even after they've transferred to their university and they're doing their online university program. They take this one-unit class through Shasta College, and it allows them to use all the resources of Shasta College. They can still use our library. They can still use the tutoring centers, the computer labs, the internet, especially important for our folks out in Trinity and Bernie Fall River, who may not have great internet connection. And then the third part is that through these classes, we will connect students to each other. So if you've got one student who's doing a Bachelor's of Social Work through Chico's online program and somebody else doing a Bachelor of Social Work through Humboldt's online program, we'll connect them together so that they know that they're not alone, and we'll facilitate them creating a peer support group, a cohort, if you will, so that they can have support from each other and Shasta College while they get their bachelor's degree.
You know where the term cohort came from?
Military?
No. It's the basic unit, fighting unit for the Roman military.
Oh.
Cohorts. Yep.
Did not know that.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
I really like this. And I tell you what, Teresa.
Yeah.
You're in there for innovation and all that. Mm-hmm. We're really big on that here. I know it sounds funny, but we've got like the Venture Hub from EDC is here.
Right.
We have Rachel Hatch, Institute of the Future. I don't know if you know Rachel or not, but this is somebody else. I mean, I'm sure you do because all of your minds all work that way. and we have them on all the time. Joe McKenna from CloudWise Academy. We're really big into pushing out the future of what this area at Reading can be. I'm a firm believer that we need to train our people in software and in web management, and that's going to be the Ford motor assembly line of the future.
Right.
That
right.
People from Southern or from the Silicon Valley are not going to come up here unless we have a group of people ready to go to work that understand this. And that in a high speed and also a high speed connection. Now, whether that's done through a cable or a series of, what's the word I'm looking for? Deployables.
the wireless.
Thank you. Yeah. The wireless systems. Things like this.
Trying to figure out where you were going.
Sometimes I don't know where I'm going, but that's I'm reaching up and going like this. I'm not milking a cow. Okay. This is not what I'm doing. I'm looking for things. Okay. But these are things that when I think of innovation, and special projects and things that are working on. And I'd really like to – we've got to take a break. I'm going to let Bob talk first. But I want to take a break. But I want to come back and talk about that. Are those things that that Shasta is looking at, is looking into the future like this and getting their arms around this to be able to give our next generation that's coming up, a fighting chance out in the web world.
Mm-hmm. Well, the system we're on right now, where we have major manufacturing centers, gigantic facilities that make a lot of something and then ship it everywhere, is inefficient. It burns a lot of fuel to package it, to move it, to do all this, to ship the raw materials to the factory. Where we're going to go, I firmly believe, with the new manufacturing techniques such as 3D printing, robotics, small scale type stuff, is that we build things from templates locally so we don't have to ship them to the other side of the globe.
I think it's a great idea.
And the people
idea.
Who fix this stuff are the ones who are going to have good jobs.
Hey, we're going to take a break here. We're getting into the innovation and future projects and special projects and ACE and BOLD. And I tell you what, BOLD I like, you know, online, because I read a lot about online that universities are really going to have to reach out and colleges have to reach out on this online. Mm-hmm. You can bring in a lot more people. You can, you know, be a lot more innovative with the types of classes you're teaching mm-hmm. because – people can, you know, I'd love to see is people be able to pick and choose from different universities mm-hmm. to be able, and it all counts for going for a degree. You're speaking to somebody who went to so many colleges.
Yeah, one thing I did want to also add is that we do have, we are one of the pilot colleges to offer a baccalaureate, which is our health information management.
Cool.
And so those classes, I believe, are they hybrid, Buffy, or are they just
online and hybrid? No. It's completely
online.
Because we've had students from outside the local area.
Yeah, and so, but that is a bachelor's degree that will be conferred by Shasta College.
Okay, we're going to talk about that and much more when we get back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, Bob's favorite place to hang out over there in his own reclining elliptical machine.
An elliptical cross trainer.
Cross trainer there that he's named. He's named Sophie. And the only saltwater pool in a health club that you're going to find anywhere around here is there at Wellgate Sports Club plus Bohem Spa. Now, you're thinking to yourself, what kind of sports club is this? Trust me. There are all types of machines there. You can work out and hurt yourself. Instead of getting wet running through the raindrops right here and running, you can go inside and sweat while you're working out. Plus, they have free weights. They've got it all. Great facilities there. Super facilities there. Wellgate Sports Club. Just stop by on the corner of Court Street and Eureka and ask for a tour. They'll be glad to do that, and you can see what it's like. We'll be right back with Shasta College, innovations and special projects and more.
We're William Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The seeds of corruption are already in full bloom in our country. We see this by the extreme violence and morally bankrupt behavior demonstrated by people from every age group and walk of life. Sadly, this behavior is not something you catch, but it is learned. It's being taught in our colleges, evangelized through TV and movies, and substantiated by the media. Your best protection from this vile corruption is having a living relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
I saw her sitting in the rain.
Oh, is everything about rain, buddy?
You know me, I get into my themes.
David Cassidy. What's this raindrop?
No, actually, this was the Butterhills, one-hit wonder out of the 60s.
Butterhills?
Yeah.
I thought this was the Partridge Family.
They
Come on,
did
man.
A cover. Oh. They covered this on the Partridge Family show, but this is the original version.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Sounds just like it.
The Partridge Family was a construct.
Did you see David Cassidy just announced he's fighting dementia? He's got dementia. He's, what, 60-something?
Yeah, well, you know, there was an awful lot of activity on that set.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shirley Jones. Are you kidding me? The Danny Bonaducci? Oh, okay, Danny Bonaducci.
Forget
I said that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business, which has the best haircuts in the world. Man's Last Stronghold. You can go in there. The other day I caught up on Car and Track, American Rifleman, and Knives of the World. Plus, they have other – they had Cosmopolitan in there one time, but everybody laughed at them, so it disappeared. Cypress Square Barbershop are off Athens Avenue again. Discounts for seniors and veterans. I'm here with Shasta College. Splendid reps today. Teresa Markward, who is the Director of Innovation and Special Projects, and Buffy Tanner, who is the Project Coordinator for ACE and BOLD. You know what? ACE is the Advanced College Education. I was part of DEES. That's the Delayed College Education, because I was there a long time. I kind of felt like, you know, Animal House, best 6 years of my life. You know, in my freshman year.
And that's actually the reality for a lot of the students who are in the program. They tried college out of high school. It didn't work for them then. Or they weren't able to go to college right after high school for a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
Awfully often starting a family or needing to go directly to work. And so the folks who are in the program have kind of had these starts and stops along the way.
Yeah.
A lot of times they come in with their transcripts and they're embarrassed. And they're like, oh, you know, I didn't do very well. And the reality is, don't be embarrassed. This is you're restarting now. And what we do is we make sure that we make use of any of their previous coursework towards the program. Mm-hmm. So they might be able to finish earlier than the program length, or they might be able to take a little break within the program because they already have some coursework completed. So you're not alone in that.
I tell you what, my transcripts, when they send me my transcripts, they've got it from three different colleges, you know, and it's got this. And, you know, by the way, you don't get – we're just got the ones that actually is going to count for graduation, because I was doing it to get into graduate school.
Mm-hmm.
And they were looking at it and going, well, what's this? I went, I'm not sure what that means. You know, this was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it worked. We all got into graduate school. Okay. Innovation and reaching out. Now, Shasta College has got that ability to kind of like maneuver fast. It's, you know, I've watched how quickly y'all are going here. The future. What are y'all looking at for something, you know, when you're talking innovation and a lot of things you're talking about are innovative. Do you believe that if a college does not offer a full-scale, online teaching presence, that they're going to be left behind?
You know, this is Buffy. I don't think so. I think there's always going to be room for that kind of traditional brick-and-mortar
experience.
I mean
a combination. No, I really believe what you're saying. But I'm saying, but don't you think every college should be able to offer online?
Absolutely.
You know, at least, you know, online supplemental or maybe even, because you're offering an online degree right now, right?
I think they're really going to have to remain competitive.
Yeah.
Because honestly, every other community college could be, or CSU or UC could be a competitor of ours,
right?
On the online platform.
The other
reality. They don't have to go. They don't have to stay and go to Shasta College. They can be in their house and literally get a degree from USC.
That is correct.
Okay, maybe not USC, but UCD or something. Right.
Right. So, and the reality is for a lot of folks, especially in rural areas, and as we know, there are actually a lot of folks in rural areas, people are in the position where either they can't move away. So look at somebody who is part of a family farm or a family ranch. If you have a younger student who wants to get a college education, if they leave the family farm or ranch, then the family farm or ranch now has a workforce deficit.
Right.
But they may need some information from a college or university program that's going to help them improve that farm or ranch. So having the opportunity to take coursework online is really a boon to both that individual, but also to the local economy. And that's what we see a lot of here in our area, and not just Reading, but the entire North State, is we have a lot of folks that for a variety of reasons either don't want to leave the North State because they love it, or they can't leave the North State, and they still deserve to get an education as much as anybody else.
I tell you what, I was looking at online teaching positions. You know, just you know, mm-hmm. I have a curious mind, an inquiring mind. And because I was thinking about this and thinking about, well, look all the ones that are doing it, and there's literally lots of places out there. Now, Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a Reading resident? How'd you end up here?
No, actually, I'm from the Bay Area, so I'm a transplant,
a refugee.
A refugee in a wonderful place. I was originally from Bay Area, lived in Vacaville for 17 mm-hmm. years, and then moved here because we have family here. So I've been here about 10 years.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Buffy. My observation is you got out just in time from the last time I drove through there.
I agree.
So I grew up in Reading and went to public schools all the way through Shasta Elementary, Nova, Shasta High School, and then left the area to go to school at UC Davis. And when I moved to UC Davis, like so many of our young students do, they said, never moving back there again. And then in 2003, I moved back to Reading. Never say never. And I'm very, very glad that I'm back. And I'm particularly happy to be part of the Shasta College team.
Oh, good. Because I like Shasta College. I like Reading. But I like them to keep moving forward.
Yes.
Too. Mm-hmm. I really want, you know, we've got a great record of high school graduates.
We
don't have a great record of them finishing college. Now, I'm probably one of the, I don't know, if I'm in the majority or the minority on this, a lot of kids are not going to go to four-year colleges and probably shouldn't. I was in the military a long time, so you know we got them for 4 years, and they kind of got their heads together about what they wanted to do. Some of them stayed in, some of them went out, went back to college, or went to trade schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big thing, too, is having a job that you can immediately earn a living on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean, as we all know, a college degree. I firmly believe, though, that knowledge is really good for people, and it really expands your horizons.
So,
it can help you.
So, Carl, if I could interrupt you for a second. I think what people forget sometimes is, especially community colleges, because of the mission of the community college, a lot of people overlook the fact that community colleges are, in a sense, trade schools. We have the component of the college that offers a wide variety of certificates, that offer a wide variety of associate's degrees in applied career technical education fields. Everything from fire science to welding to agricultural sciences.
You have heavy equipment. You still have heavy
equipment
out there.
We still have heavy equipment, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times people say, you know, students should look at trade schools. We have an incredible, incredibly affordable trade school education opportunity in our backyard with Shasta College.
And that's what I meant, because I knew that. I knew you had welding classes and all these other kind of mm-hmm. classes that people could get into. I really think you need to have a gunsmithing class, because there is only one. And that thing is backed up for a year to get into. I mean, you know, years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think this is something that would go over really big at Shasta College. And you've got gunsmiths in town that could probably teach it. So it's just a thought. And I mean, really, that's.
Yeah. So one of the things to consider for folks that are interested in doing the trades is at the community college. The community college really is ideally poised for students who are interested in the trades because they can get their certificate in their applied trade, but they can also take coursework that is going to help them be nimble in during
business
the duration
classes.
Of their career. Correct.
Yeah. Business classes and other classes. And it's not just right. – you just can't focus on one part. You've got to have – and this is what I believe that the community – college is just perfectly poised to do mm-hmm. is not only does it give a certificate, but you're there able to expand the horizons of people
yes.
that take it with business classes, with I don't know, logistics and other things that you all can teach out there
mm-hmm.
that helps people be a success in their life.
Absolutely.
And not just focused in on plumbing, welding, or heavy equipment. It's
yes.
something that
right.
also they can learn something about what's going on in our world.
Yeah, and to do it in a very affordable way.
Yeah,
and convenient.
Yeah, and it helps them for make that next step, too. If you're just focused right now on what you see in front of you, you're not going to be able to take that next big step that's coming down the line. People like Boyce Muse, when he started in concrete, and he and Joan leveraged by mortgaging everything they had to buy that next machine, to buy that first machine that allowed them to do curbs and this. And look where they are now, Muse Concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had the vision to be able to do that. And that's what I think college can help people with.
Mm-hmm.
Exceptional people like Boyce Muse and several others have that vision. But some people need, as they learn that trade,
right.
to have that expansion so they can see down the road. That's why I think it's so important for something like a college, community college, vice just going straight to a one-dimensional school.
Correct. Right. Plus, private trade academies are phenomenally expensive. And oftentimes you can get just as good quality at a community college for a fraction of the price. And also, if a student does qualify for financial aid, they can receive financial aid not only to pay for the program, but to help pay for some of their living expenses while they go to school, so they don't have to work 40 hours a week while they're going to school.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. We're with Teresa Markward and Buffy Tanner from Shasta College talking about how, besides getting be able to get those certificates in things like welding and heavy equipment and automotive mm-hmm. and fire, it also gives you an opportunity to open up to business classes and literature that perhaps that people also need other parts of their life in there. Besides just their work, they need other things in their life. We'll be right back after these messages.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to 2 Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
Dandelion. Unique gifts and clothing is the hot spot in Redding for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Redding. Dandelion.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome. You want me to sing along there? Nah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in our last segment here, Carl Bott and Bad Bob Belongi. Bob, tell us what the weather's going to be back, you know, quickly.
Look for thunderstorms today and tomorrow with overnight lows right around the 50-degree mark. Today's high will be pushing right around 60.
There you go. And Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Look, on top of the regular promotion, our local satellite dish company is now offering a $200 gift card for the first 20 callers. But the customer must mention promo code. Wow. Okay, grab your pencils. BTS 200, BNT Satellite, BTS 200, and you get a $200 gift card for the first 20 callers. If you've got BNT Satellite, if you've got just, you know, satellite service. No, I guess you have to belong to BNT Satellite.
Sure.
Anyway, savings to local veterans, veterans families, $100 savings on new service. It's got so many great things. Don't call the 800 number. Call the veteran-owned B&T Satellite Dish Service at 241-3474 or 241-DISH. Locally owned, cares, and gives back to our community. And I can tell you, Doug Tooley does that. All right. We're here with Teresa Markward and Buffy Tanner, who are in the Innovations and Special Projects at Shasta College, and we talked about a lot of the things that are going on there. Okay, we've got like 9 minutes left here. So, what are we looking at for the future out there? I know, Teresa, that you know some things. I know it's probably on the planning board. You don't feel comfortable about, but you want to bring in as many as possible.
Right.
Into the fold.
Yeah, and well, we're always looking at what our community needs and trying to make sure that we can offer things that are going to make our students, you know, employable as soon as they leave Shasta College or get them to where they need to go transfer-wise. Uh-huh. One of the things that we are working pretty heavily in is advanced manufacturing. And so we have a number of employers on board, such as Sierra Pacific, who has a lot to do with machining. With advanced machining, so we've brought that into our fold.
Have you ever been out to the? Have you ever been out to Sierra Pacific to their logging facility here?
I have not.
Their lumber mill here.
I have not. That would be an interesting field trip.
You need to do that because when I went through there, I was just amazed at how few people are there.
It's so computerized.
And how computerized it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
it really was an identified need in our area, yeah. And that's one of the reasons that we brought that in. And we have a full-time faculty person that is focused on advanced manufacturing, so that's been great.
And it's also actually part of the Career Technical Pathways grant that we got from the state.
Cool.
And so it's not just looking at what Shasta College is offering, but it's starting with what's offered in the high schools in that career technical education pathway. So we're working on the medical fields as well as advanced manufacturing. So what can students start doing in the high school, get a jump start, and then transition to the college so that you know, if they finish some sort of certificate or associate's degree at Shasta College, one, they could potentially finish it faster because they've already done some of the coursework in the high school. Back to the idea of dual enrollment and speeding up the process. And then they could work in that industry if they either start working in the industry or start working in the industry with the idea of completing a further degree. So we're really looking at connecting all the segments. What can they start doing in the high school, transition to Shasta College, finish their program at Shasta College faster with certification so that the work that they do, if they decide to get a bachelor's degree, if they need to go out and get part-time work, they're not just working at an $8 minimum wage job.
Nobody works at $8 anymore.
That's true.
Ten.
It's 10 right now. It's going to 10.50. Is it 10.50?
I'm still kind of locked into my high school years when minimum wage was, what, 2.50?
That's okay. when it goes up to, 25 cents an hour driving a mule in North Carolina.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, it was big money
you
for
win.
Me. I was, yeah. But it was child labor too. Okay.
So we are really looking at creating pathways that are faster for our students to complete, whether they do want to do a career technical education field or whether they want to go on and get their bachelor's degree. And so what we're trying to do is provide sort of a seamless transition among all of the things that we're offering to help our students be able to
make it easy for people to move through either in the business side or go on to their 4-year college.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Either way.
And I think technology is to that point. I think we can get a lot of that, and we can do that.
Yes, I agree. And one of the other things that we do at Shasta College, just as part of our regular planning process, is we do a lot of – we do program reviews. So we do heavily review all of the programs we offer to see if we need to offer new ones, if we need to discontinue some that either aren't being used or are not pertinent to, you know, our workplace or the economy today. So mm-hmm. That's something that I think Shasta College does very well.
Well, good. Well, you know what? I think that a lot, you know, community colleges have taken such huge steps in the last 20 years. I like the idea of the way of being able to have people doing a, you know, certificate type with other classes they take. The idea of taking it offline or online because, hybrid classes were part of the classes. You know, maybe they come in once a month for a class mm-hmm. to have a sit down with the teacher and see what, you know. Because as good as online can be, a lot of times you're missing something
in
there.
Some people just want the face-to-face.
Yeah, and they need the face-to-face. Like people mm-hmm. still hold the newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, or open a book.
Right.
You don't need to, but. So all the neat things that are going on out there at Shasta College. So every month we're going to find out something else. Different groups coming in here.
Right.
You've got so many things going on out there. I hear from Peter all the time. Peter mm-hmm. Griggs, and it's like mm-hmm. your the arts that you all have. You
terrific.
Know, I mean, gosh, plays and music and all this. And people, you know, this is not your daddy's community college anymore.
Mm-mm. Right.
So,
right.
And then Ace and Bold,
mm-hmm.
not two Harley racers. That's right. I think, you know, the online and the accelerated way of getting their degree from people that have got jobs, it just pushes them through like that.
Mm-hmm.
What you're talking about here, the advanced manufacturing, it's the future. That's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Agreed.
Anything else? We got 2 or 3 minutes left. I mean, I can always occupy 3 minutes, but the number of people going to school. Is it kind of stable or is it kind of go up, down?
It's actually been growing over the last year or two. We've seen our enrollment go up and which is great
good.
For our region. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the one thing you'd like to have that you don't have yet? I mean, if you were just said, okay, let's just do this. You know, here's money's not an object.
because y'all just got a big, you know, grant
I think
here.
If I had my way, I'd want like a maker's lab, which might be something that we do in the future. Where we can have, you know, inventors come in and have an area to really
create a venture hub or like EDC does where they can make things out there?
Yeah, similar to that, but somehow have our curriculum infused in that and have a real advanced way of looking at things, but also the facilities to support that.
That'd be cool. So do we, what else? What about you, Buffy?
Gosh. Well, actually, Teresa and I were just talking about bicycling earlier this morning, and with the mayor's recent proposal to make the Reading area a mountain biking hub, I think we could really capitalize on our outdoor adventure areas and with bicycle manufacturing, bicycle repair. I mean,
I could teach us here at school. Survival, escape, resist, and evade. Probably you don't want that. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. That's a good idea. You know, outdoor. But do you have outdoor adventure degrees or something like that?
So we.
What a great place that would be to have this. You know, climbing. And
you know, that's Shasta. I'm sorry, Simpson University actually had an outdoor leadership major for a while. I think they might still have it.
Okay, we got to run here. I'd really appreciate y'all being here. Today.
Well, thanks for having us, Carl. We appreciate it.
And well, you know what? There's a lot of things going on out there that people need to know about. That it's not your old community college anymore.
Yep.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to be talking Cryo. Cryo techniques of healing injuries right here in town with the doctor that's brought it here. Been used in Europe for so many years, but now there's like 7 or 8 of them right here in the United States, and one of them is right here in Reading. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Reading. Keep this
world. Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump has paid a visit to the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington.
I'm deeply proud that we now have a museum that honors the millions of African American men and women who built our national heritage, especially when it comes to faith, culture, and the unbreakable American spirit.
The president also talking about recent threats made against Jewish community centers.
Horrible and are painful. And a very sad reminder of the work that still must be done to root out hate and prejudice and evil.
National Park Service crews scrubbing graffiti from 3 of Washington's most cherished